iPads, laptops and smartphones mean that Australians are more connected than ever before. And while the technology's opened up many doors, criminals are also exploiting it to discover new victims at the click of a button. During the past 3 weeks, individuals and businesses have reported more than 13,000 incidents of cybercrime. Some have lost money, others their identity. And the head of Australia's Cybersecurity Centre says the figures are a wake-up call. Stephanie Boris reports.
This is a story Max wishes he didn't have to tell.
I'm 65, I'm a self-funded retiree. To lose that amount of money was devastating.
He doesn't want to use his real name because he's embarrassed by what happened. Earlier this year, Max found his dream car, a 2019 Ford Mustang GT Fastback, and after talking with the dealership's sales manager, he was sent instructions on how to pay.
I got an email with the invoice, and the bank details were attached to that email.
He transferred $66,000.
Oh, everything looked okay and authentic.
But when Max called the next day, the money was nowhere to be seen. It turned out the email he received wasn't legitimate. The details on the attachment listed a different bank, and Max only found out when he asked the dealership where the cash had gone.
I then questioned them about their bank details and was told that their bank was Westpac in Melbourne. I had sent the money to Ing in Sydney.
Stories of online criminals sending messages that look legitimate are all too common. There have been more than 13,500 reports of cybercrime in the past 3 months.
That's about one every 10 minutes.
Rachel Noble is the head of the Australian Cybersecurity Centre, which has been gathering data on how many individuals and businesses have been affected by online crime since July. And because it's left to people to report when they've been caught out, the actual figure could be much higher. Rachel Noble says the perpetrators also vary.
They can be anything from young teenagers to actually highly organised criminals.
The most common type of cybercrime reported over the past 3 months was online fraud. That includes romance scams and also the texts and emails that look like they're from a bank, asking people for login details to fix a problem. Identity fraud comes in a close second, and for businesses, Rachel Noble says email compromise is most common.
When a criminal hacks into a corporate email account and pretends to be a legitimate employee and sends an email to another employee who might be in the finance department whose usual business is to make online transfers or online payments.
It's estimated cybersecurity incidents cost businesses up to $29 billion per year. So how do you protect yourself? Rachel Noble says updating software and using different passwords for each account is a start, along with realising there's a good chance you'll be targeted.
Try to be a little bit cynical and a little bit suspicious when you are shopping online or when you get purchase offers.
As Max's bank tries to work out where the money went, he hopes sharing his story will stop others from being caught out.
I think people should be more aware of what's going on and be just so careful.
At 65-year-old Max, ending that report by Stephanie Boris.